We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy Good Friday.
It is Friday. Wait, now, is today the day that you can eat meat, or do we have to wait till next Friday? I forget.
It's traditionally a day of fasting and penance.
Good Friday is.
Yes.
Well, you've been talking about breakfast all morning.
I know. I forgot until now.
Oh my gosh. What are you going to do? Like, real talk, what are you going to do?
Okay, let me break down like Mama Franco would from El Paso.
Right.
Like,
go ahead.
Growing up Catholic. Today, she would always tell me not to go out today. Not to go out with my friends and not to drink, not to do anything like that. Like, it's okay. Good Friday and just practice, you know, the fact that on Sunday, you know, Jesus is coming, bro, you know?
Right.
So
Jesus is coming, bro.
So, I mean, it's...
That's what my sign in the yard says. Yeah. Jesus is coming, bro.
I mean, you gave me a great idea to do that. I was talking about... We're in Westlake, and one of the few places open at 7 is Brugger's Bagels, and I'm like...
Are you going to?
No.
Good question.
I mean... You know what? Here's the thing. I have to eat. I'm not going to fast.
Right. Okay.
I won't indulge. Like, for instance, like
you want to indulge
today. Okay. I won't have like a lot of beers tonight.
I mean, to me, it's like
I'll still have a beer, but not a lot.
Thank you, Sarah, for catching that.
It's a thought that counts.
I mean, look, it's just
right?
Don't go crazy. Don't go, you know, at
excess.
Least that's what my mom would say. Don't get stupid.
Okay. Well.
So on Good Friday, just
call Mama and tell her that you're not going to get stupid.
I will.
This is not going to work for us, but it's a National Day of Science. It's a silence, rather.
Of silence.
Silence, yes.
Yeah, it's not going to work
you.
For us.
It is a student-led movement to protest bullying and harassment of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender students and those who support them. So today is a good day, and, you know, obviously if you're in school, today would be the day that you would celebrate, but maybe you could do it and, you know, post it on social media.
There you go.
Take a day-long vow of silence, okay? So maybe you... Don't post on social media. I don't know. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do anything anymore.
We're all learning. We're all learning how to do it.
Trying to navigate this weird, weird world that we're living in
right
now.
We'll get there, bro.
All right. How about some happy stories? We got it for you. Man, it's good. We're going to brighten up your day. We're going to do it in 3 minutes. You don't have to wait long for some good news. Coming up next, Mix 94.7.
What's up?
Hey.
Sarah.
Hi.
I want to hear something happy.
Well, this is a pretty cool story. You know, there are a lot of distilleries across the country, including Austin's own Tito's.
What?
Probably have heard of that. Distilled 22 times.
No, tell us more.
Yeah, it's amazing. Tito Beverage is his name.
You know, I don't feel like a real Texan because I don't think we have a bottle of Tito's in our house.
What?
Sarah.
I know.
Wow. I even have one and I don't even drink vodka.
I think I have a bottle of Tito's, a bottle of Dripping Springs, and a bottle of Round Rock vodka.
Wow.
I'm covering all my bases.
I got Deep Eddy for you. I got that covered.
Oh, Deep Eddy too.
I got that covered for y'all.
All right. Well, anyway, there is a distillery in Houston called Whitmire's. They are filling jugs of hand sanitizer. But here's a really cool thing. They're a small business. They had to close their doors, but now they're operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They hired 30 furloughed bartenders to help bottle, package, and distribute bottles of hand sanitizer.
That's awesome.
For free. It's their way to give back to people on the front lines. But here's what's really, really cool. They got a phone call from Texas Children's Hospital, and they said, we need 6,100 gallons to get us through 6 months. He's like,
whoa,
it's a lot of vodka. So he called him back and said, okay, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it for free.
Wow.
And the reason why is Texas Children's Hospital is extra special for Chris because that is whom saved his daughter's life 3 years ago. She came down with the flu and her health deteriorated after contracting croup.
It's where they're constantly gasping for air. It's just a really horrible thing for a parent to deal with.
After a week in the hospital, she was released. But then when they got home, it got worse.
I remember, we took her back down and she had to go into the ICU at Texas Children's, and that was very scary.
His two-year-old spent another week in the ICU, and he said that he watched the men and women of Texas Children's Hospital work around the clock to keep her breathing.
You know, when you see them, you know, with crash carts and hooking them up to hooking all these tubes and wires, and she's crying, and there's nothing you can do, and it's but they did it. They were her parent that day. And they took care of her.
By donating 6,100 gallons of hand sanitizer, he is hoping that it's going to protect the same nurses, doctors, and medical staff as they continue their work to save more children.
We're really able to help a lot of different people in a lot of different ways, and we're just so happy to be able to do it.
I'm going to tell you what, I'm not a whiskey guy, but if I'm traveling through Houston, I will go buy a bottle of whiskey from them just because of that.
Whitmire's Distilling. In North Houston, we'll send you this amazing story if you text HAPPY to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Good morning. We can't thank you enough for listening to Mix 94.7 and for downloading the radio.com app.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
You know, it's really weird. This morning I woke up, and for the first time since all hell broke loose, I'm starting to feel optimistic.
Yeah, that's good.
Really positive. President Trump says that we are in good shape, and he has a strong feeling that the economy will bounce back quickly. Dr. Fauci lowered the coronavirus death toll. He initially had it somewhere between 100,000 to 200,000. He lowered it to more like 60,000.
And that's what made me feel good yesterday when I heard that.
Models are really only as good as the assumptions that you put into the model. But when you start to see real data, you can modify that model. And the real data are telling us that it is highly likely that we're having a definite positive effect by this mitigation things that we're doing, this physical separation. So I believe we are going to see a downturn in that, and it looks more like the 60,000 than the 100,000 to 200,000.
And Vice President Mike Pence said that this social distancing we're doing is working.
We just continue to urge every American to put into practice the president's coronavirus guidelines, because all evidence indicates from the West Coast to what we're beginning to see in major outbreak areas on the East Coast, it's working, America. And it's working because you're doing it. And we encourage you onward in that.
Pink was on Ellen DeGeneres yesterday and talked about her battle with COVID-19.
It was terrifying. At one point, maybe March 16th, I kind of had the chills a little bit. I felt nauseous, but I never had a fever. I never had what they tell you to look for. And then All of a sudden, I've had asthma all my life. And at a certain point, maybe around March 18th, I woke up in the middle of the night and couldn't breathe. And I needed a nebulizer for the first time in 30 years. And I have this inhaler that I use, a rescue inhaler, and I couldn't function without it. And that's when I started to get really scared because of all the stuff, you know, you can't help but watch the news every day. And I'm like, oh my God, like, wow, all the crazy stuff I did, like, this is it? Like, this is the way it ends?
She also said that you should be mad that she was able to get tested and you're not, but don't be mad at her. Be mad at the system. A new online calculator actually helps you figure out how much money you're saving because of the quarantine.
This is going to be good.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Do you feel like you're saving so much money?
No, not really, because my kids are still in daycare. I'm actually paying more in daycare, so I think it kind of evens itself out.
Yeah, and Sarah, yesterday I dropped $48 on two margaritas to go. So, I mean, because I left a good tip. So it's still, I think I'm spending more than before, actually.
I think a lot of families are cooking for the first time a lot more versus going out to eat for every meal.
Yeah, but I'm trying to support Austin.
You're the exception. Okay, so let's go to the normal, which I think is Sarah. How many people live in your house? Four. How often do you get takeout each week? This is pre-coronavirus.
Are you asking me?
No, any other Sarah listening. Just hoping some Sarah will shout out the answers.
Let's just say twice.
Twice you would get takeout. How often would you go to a sit-down restaurant each week?
I would say just go twice.
All right. How often do you go to a bar each week?
Just say once.
All right. And how many miles does your household drive to work Ooh. One way each day, both mom and dad. Well, your husband works from home, so.
Let's say 30 miles.
And you have zero kids in childcare. Feel like we need a drum roll. Here we go. We're calculating the savings. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Sarah, you are saving $1,932 each month of quarantine.
Heck yes.
Dude, that's awesome.
Text saving to 51993, saving, S-A-V-I-N-G, and we will send you this calculator so you can feel better about this whole thing.
I can't wait to do it. I want to do it so bad.
Anything positive, right?
Seriously.
Sarah, you're talking about people cooking at home. There has been an increase in people going to the hospital with burns, and that's not good since the hospitals are already crowded enough. And finally, 24% of people say they have gained weight since the beginning of the pandemic. Somehow, 19% say they've lost weight. Oh, I don't want to brag, but I'm actually dropping.
Yeah.
My uncle has lost 10 pounds.
That's incredible.
He walks every day. And he said he would go to work and then come home and just shove lemon bars in his mouth. And now he's walking.
Yeah, people going out more. So I get it. Hey, it's happening on Sunday, guys. A Tiger King follow-up on Netflix.
I can't wait.
It's called The Tiger King and I, and it's going to be hosted by Joel McHale. He'll talk to several of the stars about what they've been up to since it aired, including Jeff Lowe, who we knew who was his business partner at the end and who took over a zoo, as well as one of Joe Exotic's husbands who turned out to be not gay, John Finley. He's the guy with the messed up teeth that got him fixed and is like kind of hot now.
Actually, turns out that he was not even his ex-husband.
What? Wait. They were wearing those pink shirts getting married together, dude.
Well, they got married in a ceremony, but they got married before same-sex marriage was legal. It wasn't even until a year later that they were technically allowed to be married.
Well, I'm going to say they're married still because I saw that tattoo that said property of Joe Exotic on his lower abdomen.
Well, did you see that horrific cover-up? The worst cover-up in the history of tattoo cover-ups.
Brad Booker, thank you for saying that. The whole time I thought, oh, this is a great cover-up. Good for him. But I was like, oh, my God.
No, I'm watching. I'm like, is this it? Is this all you're going to do?
I know. I was waiting for more. You can still read it. And then the tattoo artist is like, who's Joe Exotic? Again, the Tiger King follow-up on Netflix is happening on Sunday.
Oh, this is so good. The most watched show by far on Netflix. I figure everybody has seen the Tiger King, except possibly the president, because, you know, he's got other things to worry about. But the president now knows about Tiger King, thanks to a reporter who decided to ask President Trump whether or not he would consider pardoning Joe Exotic.
One of the biggest rating hits has been a show on Netflix called Tiger King. The man who's the star of this is a former zoo owner who's serving a 22-year prison sentence. He's asking you for a pardon, saying he was unfairly convicted. Your son yesterday jokingly said that, he was going to advocate for it. And I was wondering if you've seen the show and if you have any thoughts on pardoning Joe Exotic.
Which son? It must be Don. I had a feeling it was Don. I don't know. I know nothing about it. He has 22 years for what? What did he do?
He allegedly hired someone to murder an animal rights activist, but he said that he didn't do that. And he was.
You think he didn't do it? Are you on his side?
Are you
recommending
sides,
a pardon?
No, I'm not advocating anything.
As a reporter, you're not allowed to do that. You'd be criticized by these. Would you recommend a pardon? I don't think you would. Go ahead. You have a question? I'll take a look.
I mean, oh my God.
Can you believe it?
The timing. I mean, oh my God.
That's like the most clever I've ever heard him.
Oh, man.
Like, that was playing the reporter.
Hey, he turned into dad. He was like, which son said that? So he could kick his ass.
It's got to be that dumb, dumb Don Jr.
Wow. Well, two other ways you can be entertained this weekend. Trolls World Tour is now available to rent. They skipped theaters altogether. You can rent it for like $19. So get the family together. You can have a Trolls World Tour party. Also, Saturday Night Live will kind of be back on Saturday night. They're going to do a one-off show where there's going to be a weekend update and other character bits.
It is going to be a really good weekend. There is a lot of fun things to do this weekend, not to mention the fact that we're celebrating Easter. So
praise Jesus, y'all.
Text saving to 51993 for that online calculator that'll help you figure out how much you're saving right now because of the quarantine. President Trump says he's going to look into pardoning Joe Exotic from the Tiger King, and Trolls World Tour is available for streaming this Easter weekend. That is what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. probably heard by now, but Chris Cuomo, who is an anchor on CNN, his brother is the governor of New York. It's really a weird dynamic because New York is kind of the epicenter of the coronavirus here in the U.S. So Chris Cuomo has been interviewing his brother a lot, and they've had some really cool banter back and forth and talking about the coronavirus. It's been very fascinating. Then Chris Cuomo, the CNN anchor, ended up getting coronavirus.
And then throwing that his brother has nipple rings.
Well, we don't know
crazier.
That for sure. It's a whole deal. And now Chris, even though he is still in isolation and recovering from the coronavirus, he's doing his show. And he is doing it because he has, for the most part, recovered. And he recovered because he did everything we're told not to do.
What do you mean?
When we're recovering from our traditional flu or pneumonia.
And by the way, when he said all this, this is going to sound crazy to y'all, but it inspired me just the way he was talking about how he's beating coronavirus.
Inspired you to do what?
I don't know, because I don't have coronavirus, knock on wood, but just his message of just to fight.
In the past, whenever we get sick, especially with the flu, all we do is sleep and drink lots of fluids, mm-hmm. right?
Gatorade.
And we don't do anything. A lot of times, we don't even get up out of bed.
No, just sweat through the sheets.
But Chris Cuomo said that he was told by his doctors to do just the opposite, to actually get up and move around. Here he is with some very, very inspirational and important words to hear.
Here's the secret to kicking this virus. It's not a pill or a potion. It's about your will and devotion. The virus wants us to lay down. The virus wants us to take it. Other than the blessed few, the rest of us who get this are going to have an experience unlike anything else they've ever had. Days and waves. The old notion of get in bed and stay there when you get sick, it sounds great. And if you're really up against it, you need to do as little as possible. I've been there. Trust me, I know. But you can't stay there. Now I am wise to the beast. And its ways. It changes. The fever is just softening us up. It's making your body hurt, so you don't want to move your body because what it wants to do is get in your lungs. That's what it wants to do. I feel it constricting my chest. When I had that chest x-ray, I saw that infiltrate right away. So there I was on Friday night, okay? I was not going to do the show tonight. I was done. I was in a pool of sweat. 12 hours later, I was in the same damn place. I hadn't slept a minute. I was just soaked and scared, honest to God. So then I get a call from a friend of a friend of a friend. This doctor calls me up, asks me about my symptoms. He's a pulmonary expert and says, can you get up? I say, yeah, I can get up. He says, do it. He says, can you stretch your torso? I said, what do you mean? He says, put your arms over your head. I go like this. I'm like, oh God. It's like, yeah, no, it doesn't feel that good. He said, do it. He said, can you hold your breath for 10 seconds? I said, probably not, to be honest. He said, do it. And then he gave me the key. He said he heard me say that I wanted to keep this out of my lungs. And he said, I saw your x-rays. It's in your lungs. And you got the right fear and you got the wrong approach. You can't wait it out. He said, you have to fight. And not in some silly metaphorical way. This isn't about like channeling Rocky or Eye of the Tiger. You've got to do the things that will beat this virus. You've got to breathe deep when it hurts. And it hurts. I know it hurts. And I'm not trying to minimize anybody's pain. When you get a fever spike and that hurts, he said, you can't take confidence that it's going to go down. There are going to be spikes for at least 10 days when you get a fever. You got to layer up. You got to drink. You got to take Tylenol. And you got to fight back. You've got to make that fever go down any way you can. The chest gets you. It makes you small. It's really what defines this COVID. And the COVID is banking on you doing nothing. Your indolence, as the doctors call it. It wants us passive on our backs. It wants us to do nothing. The answer has to be to do everything. I lie on my side. I lie on my stomach. I'm up. I'm doing my breathing. I know I've got that stuff in my lungs. I'm not going to lose to this thing that way. No way. No way I'm going to do that to my wife and my kids and all the people who care about me. I'm not going into the hospital for something that I can avoid it, if I can avoid it.
Why am I crying? I mean, I'm so like moved. It's just, it's like stuff got real for me, bro. Like big time.
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is we really do need to take this seriously. In the very beginning, it was like, oh, this is nothing more than the flu. And yeah, everyone under the age of such and such is going to live. Well, now we know that that's just not true. None of it is true.
No.
And one of the best things we can do is do everything that we are told to do. Also, stay off social media because there's so much misinformation that is freely being distributed. And unless it's coming from a reputable source, don't listen to it, y'all. Don't be scared, but don't disregard either. You know, it's important that we take this seriously so we can move on with our lives and begin to get back to that normal place.
Right.
His current record is 1,377 wins with just 121 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Carrie. Carrie lives in Hutto, makes commute all over Georgetown and the surrounding area because she works in the home of healthcare field. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Feast, Booker!
Carrie!
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us play. I'm going to leave the room right now. Sarah and Alex are about to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. When you're finished, I'll be right back to answer the exact same 5 you were asked. And if you get more right than me, you're going to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Carrie, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right. Question number 1. This should be easy. Mandy Moore is 36 years old today. She is currently starring in what mega TV show on NBC?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Okay. How about this? Maren Morris is 30 years old today. Her song, The Middle, is a collaboration with what EDM artist?
Not doing so well. Don't know that one either.
Okay, you're going to know this. Joey Behar's rep is denying that she plans to retire in 2022. She is currently on what show? What show would she be retiring from?
Jody who?
Joey Behar.
No, I have no idea. Not doing too great. Yesterday, I would have gotten all your questions right. Not today.
Man.
How about this? Disney Plus is doing a Doogie Howser reboot. Who is the OG Doogie Howser?
Oh, my gosh. I know exactly what he looks like. What is his name? Doogie Howser, M.D. I know exactly what he looks like. I just can't think of his name. Not doing great.
Yeah, how about this one? The series finale of Modern Family aired this week, and the creators say there's already talk of a spinoff about Mitch and his husband. What is his husband's name? It rhymes with jam. Mitch and...
Sam.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello! How'd it go here?
She didn't get any right.
She didn't?
No.
Oh, man. No!
Not
Carrie.
So good.
Man.
So bad.
I know.
It's like back-to-back nerves, it seems like.
Tough under pressure. Tough under pressure.
I feel bad. Under pressure. Like Queen.
Do, okay.
Under pressure. Mandy Moore is 36 years old today. She currently stars in what huge TV show on NBC?
This Is Us?
Yeah. She, by the way, has been doing a lot of Instagram lives with her husband, who's the lead singer of this band, Dawes.
Uh-huh.
And their home is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And they just sing, and it's so nice. Maren Morris is 30 years old today. She sang the song The Middle with what EDM artist?
Chainsmokers.
I think it's Zedd.
Zedd? Yep, It is.
You said it so confidently that even though I have it written down and I looked it up,
it is Zedd. No, you're right. It's Zedd. I was thinking of the Chainsmokers and someone else. I don't know.
I don't know.
You're
the
right.
The Chainsmokers have done songs with every female on the planet.
Exactly
They did
right.
one with Kelsey Ballerini.
Also did one with Halsey.
Yes. Joey Behar's rep is
Who?
Denying that she... Joey Behar?
It's not her name. You talking about the woman from The View?
Yeah, what's her name?
Joy Behar.
Joy Behar, that's what I said.
You said Joey.
No, Joy Behar.
You said Joey. I swear you said Joey.
Maybe she Joy says Behar. Joy, like Joey.
Say it again.
Joey Behar.
That sounds like Joey.
That's Joey.
It sounds like Joey.
Say it one more time, just naturally. Just like, what? Tell me the women that are on The View.
Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar.
Joey Behar.
It sounds like Joey, man.
Joy.
Say Joy. Yeah, there
oh
you go.
Oh, my gosh. But Behar is denying she plans to retire in 2020 from what show?
The View.
Disney Plus is doing a Doogie Howser reboot.
Uh-huh.
Who played Doogie Howser?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, and finally, this week was the series finale of Modern Family, and the creators say there's already talks of a spinoff about Mitch and his husband. What is his husband's name?
I just read this story, even
it
though I don't watch the show.
With Jam.
Oh, yeah. Cam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know who else is going to be on that show? Joey Behar.
Joey. Oh, man. Your Joy sound like Joey.
Joy.
Joey. There you go, Joey.
Joy, that's way better. That's way better. But you were saying Joey.
4 out of 5.
Wait, which one did I get wrong?
The Zed one. I was like, how did you get 4 out of 5?
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you so much for playing, Carrie. Appreciate it.
This is Carrie from Hutto, and I cannot beat Booker. I can't even get one right.
But did you have fun, though?
I kind of did, but I'm competitive, so that's horrible. Yeah.
Did we bring a little Joey to your life?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you. Have a good day.
You know, we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Coming up, even though there are so many of us that are struggling with employment, we are going to see that light soon. So how much should we be expecting to make? Y'all, Share Your Salary is on the way in just minutes right here on Mix.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Marijuana use is at an all-time high right now. Did we really need a survey to figure that out? All you have to do is count the photos of banana bread on Instagram.
So many people are unemployed or furloughed right now. It is a really weird time, but there is a light at the end of this tunnel, and hopefully it's a very, very short tunnel. We're going to get back to work. We need to know how much money we're going to be making or how much money we need to be asking for in our new jobs. And you know what? We all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Time once again for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share Your Salary.
All right, last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Tate from Kyle makes $90,000 a year as a fire marshal. Hmm. On the phone with us now is Renee, who lives in North Austin. Good morning, Renee!
Hey.
Hi!
Hey.
Hey,
good morning.
We appreciate you coming on the radio to tell everyone how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. Now, Renee is a real estate agent. So, Renee, understandably, the housing market is a little wonky right now, and you're probably doing a lot of things from your home. But
yeah,
let's talk about what life is like on a normal day when you do your job, okay?
Sure.
So we're going to ask you some questions about what a normal day is like as a real estate agent, and then we'll play a three-minute song. We'll come back, and we'll all guess what we think you're making, and then you're going to tell everybody. Simple, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's put 60 seconds on the clock right now.
Do you do commercial real estate or residential real estate?
Residential.
What is the median price of an average home you sell?
Roughly $360,000.
Okay. Hmm. And about how many homes do you sell?
A year or a month?
Let's say a month.
Yeah.
About 2.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Do you ever get creeped out by the people that come and want to look at homes?
What's that got to do with their salaries?
I know,
I just want to know.
All the time. There's definitely some weird people.
Do you do real estate part-time or full-time? Do you have any other income other than real estate?
It's full-time. I do some other things on the side, yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Hmm. Oh, my gosh.
I got a good gauge.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I think, but I mean, I'm open to taking anyone's suggestions.
Okay, so hold on. Let me do the math real quick.
You have your calculator handy?
Yeah, so let's see here. I'm not going to tell you what my math is, but I'm going to see here. If we do, let's see. Okay, and then times 2. Okay, and then times 1. Okay, times 12 equals. Oh, wow. Wow, Renee.
I feel like we did a bad job, and I did a bad job, really, because we could have asked, like, what neighborhood do you sell most of your homes in, what kind of car you drive, and what kind of purse do you carry?
Oh, dang.
The guy working with me selling my home, he drove a Mazda, and he makes bank, and he chooses to drive a Mazda because it makes you feel warmer, because when you roll up in a Mercedes S-Class, you think, oh, damn, intimidated.
But what about all those attorneys, like that one attorney who's like, I make more money than you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Let me hop on that private jet right quick.
You know what? Attorney-wise, that's the guy I want to go fight for me, because that guy looks awesome. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
But Alex, if you were buying a $10 million home and your dude pulled up in a Fiat, you'd be like, ooh, I'm confused, right?
I mean, the Fiat, I would think he's Italian and he has a passion for Fiats.
Okay.
I'd say, oh,
okay.
My guy's Italian.
Hey, Renee, let's just ask that one question. What kind of car do you drive?
A Ford Escape.
She's trying to relate to us regular everyday people.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Renee in North Austin. She is a real estate agent. How much money is she making? Text your guess right now to 51993. I guarantee Alex will use one of your text messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you again. Text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out in 3 minutes when Renee shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. We're going to get back in the game, and we need to know how much everybody makes. So on the phone with us is Renee from North Austin. She is a real estate agent. What else do we learn, Sarah?
We learned she does residential. Average home price around $360,000. She usually sells like two a month. She does get creeped out by clients all the time, and she does real estate full time, and she drives a Ford Escape.
So here we go. Let's go around the room and make our guesses. Alex Franco, you first.
All right, I got Jennifer in Manor that says $85,000.
Oh.
But Amy in Lakeway says that she's a full-time mother and a part-time real estate agent, and she sells roughly 2 to 3 homes a month, and she makes anywhere between $22,000 and $40,000 a year. Not bad for a part-time gig.
Sarah?
I'm going to go with $68,000.
68?
I think you guys are really lowballing.
Really?
$145,000.
All right.
So, just as a quick recap, Alex said $40,000. Sarah said $68,000. I'm going with $145,000. One of us is way off. Let's see who it is. It's time now. Renee in North Austin, how much are you making every year?
$65,000 a year.
Oh, yes! Sarah!
Nailed it, almost.
Sarah!
Hello.
Wow, all right.
Dang.
Now, the reason I went so high is because I was trying to do the math. Mm-hmm. See.
Oh, you're not very good at the math,
No,
I guess.
Bad math
you're
during the coronavirus.
Well, let's just say, all right, let's take the average home price in Austin, which is about $360,000, and then... Let's sell two of those a month.
Bad.
So that's $720,000, okay? And then let's take, I don't know how much you make, 3%, okay? So that's 21,000 times 12 is 259. And I just kind of cut that in half a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was clearly way, way off.
Way off.
Way to make her feel bad, bro.
Yeah. So you don't make 3%. What do you make? Well, plus you have all the fees, the broker's fees, all that.
There's a lot of cost of business fees. Exactly.
Clearly, I'm not that good at math. Well, thank you for helping us stay safe with a roof over our head. Thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.